you ever do much carpentry work?
No. I've done quite a bit of repairing and so on like that. Mm-hmm. But something about a lot of chicken house, that's a big thing I had to be.
Did you ever raise chickens?
Oh, yeah. Not for market, yes.
Mm-hmm. Just
home home use. Still did.
What kinds of different chickens did you have? Or do you have? I see that fella right there.
Well, every kind that we could pick up.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter where we found one.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a different chicken than what we had, we got some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And just whatever we could get. In fact, we wanted all the kinds. And now what we do now, but we didn't do it this year, and we didn't used to know no better. You know, we used to keep hens 5 or 6, 7, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I learned better than that.
Mm-hmm.
When a chicken now quit laying, that chicken goes on the market or in the freezer or,
mm-hmm.
or on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mostly sell them when we get through with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I buy all the chickens we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy them as hatched.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we eat the roosters. Mm-hmm. We save the pullets.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes planting time next year, go to plant and have a garden around the yard again.
Mm-hmm.
We sell them out.
Mm-hmm.
And get us a new bunch of biddies. We got young hens, you see, all the time, and they, in fact, Bennett, we call them set-down strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You feed the hen and her not doing nothing while you just. But we didn't used to know no better.
Did you ever put something in her nest, maybe, and she'd start laying? Or if she'd already started laying, sometimes she wouldn't leave the nest.
What do you mean about?
Oh, something like an egg, but not really an egg.
No, you don't have to do that. When he's got the hen gets ready to lay, she's going to find a place to lay. If you don't fix it, well, now we fix places for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But young ones, they ain't over half of them will go to the nest.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get out and scratch them a place. Now, on these big chicken farms, you see,
mm-hmm.
they don't want the fertile eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They do away with all the roosters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like a fertile egg better than I do an unfertile.
Yeah.
And I don't mind hearing a rooster crow. And another thing, we don't shut them up. We like yard runs.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you don't have to feed that chicken nothing but plenty of grain.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets all of his others,
mm-hmm.
you know, vitamins or whatever you want to call it, minerals and everything. If you turn him out, he'll get that.
Yeah.
And they outlay these chickens you shut up too, and they're lots cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you got a rooster on the yard, and that hen happens to steal a nest out, y'all, and they'll do that all along.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll set herself to nest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got a rooster on the yard, while you say, well, there's something happened to one of the hens,
mm-hmm.
you'll see it coming up with a bunch of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to have in your rooster, don't you see?
That's true. Did you ever see something that maybe some people around here might use, put it in a nest?
I know what you're talking about. They call them artificial eggs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've seen that, but then that ain't, if they go lay, if they got to lay, you take every egg out of them. Sometimes lay, she's going on and lay.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, she might get tired of it and move.
Mm-hmm.
Go and get another nest.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'll put some nests around here, put some around them, but I'll have nests strung all about
mm-hmm.
when these starts laying. Well, maybe it'll be after Christmas for some of these nests they'll ever go to.
Mm-hmm.